If you have your Bible, turn tonight to the 46th Psalm. The 46th Psalm, verse 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. I won't preach just a moment tonight, if God will be my help, on a mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God. As we look at this tonight and we see that this, as this thing plays out, and I see a story that relates to this in 2 Kings. If you turn to 2 Kings, you'll see that they was a king of Assyria that come up against Judah. And Judah's king was Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was there, and he was doing a mighty work in the kingdom of Judah. He was trying to set things straight that had been made wrong. He was trying to encourage and reestablish the very prominence of God in that nation. The Bible says in chapter 18 of 2 Kings that Hezekiah was 25 years old, verse 2, when he began to reign. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. Amen. Verse 3 said, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Verse 4 said, he removed the high places, he broke down the images, he cut down the groves, he broke in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense unto it, and they called it Nehushtan. Amen. So we see that Hezekiah come into power, and he began to do those things that was right in the eyes of God. He began to take away those things that those high places, those groves, those images, those things that people were worshiping in that time. I won't say it would be good if we could get rid of some of the things that we're worshiping in the time that we live. We was trying to get together with some family over the past weekend, and you couldn't talk to each other because everybody was on their phone. My sister, we gathered the other night to eat a meal, and she made them leave their phones at home. Amen. All the children, she said, you'd leave your phone. She collected them, amen, and made them, put them away, left them, got them away from them so that they could concentrate, so we converse and have, you know, it's amazing to me that when two young teenagers sat across the table from each other and they can't communicate verbally, they have to text each other. Something's messed up, amen, and using words and vocabulary that ain't in the book. It's pitiful, pitiful situation that we have. But we see that he was communicating the things of God. He was trying to show them trying to instruct in the right ways. Amen. He removed those things. And it says in verse 5 that he trusted in the Lord of Israel. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you get it done? We put our trust in the Lord. Amen. We've had our trust put in everything else. It's time that we put our trust, our confidence in the Lord. If we pray, we got to pray believing to receive. Amen? That means we've got to have a confidence in the God that we know. That God, the God that we have, the only true and living God, is able to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Amen? And he says he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him, for he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. So it said King Hezekiah, he came up, he began to remove the obstacles that's taking their eyes off of God, the true and a living God. Amen. If we'd get our eyes off of the worldly things and get our eyes back on God, the true and a living God, and all the little g gods that's in this world that so easily beset us. You know, it's amazing that Paul would say such as this would come to pass. He said, there'd be a times when we'd be so easily beset upon by these things of this world. Amen. We get caught up in them and we get taken away and our attention is in other directions. Amen. And we forget to remember God. Amen. Verse 7 said, the Lord was with him and he prospered whithersoever he went forth. And he rebelled against king of Syria and served him not. Now we see this king of Assyria, and this king of Assyria is none other than the type of the devil. Amen? Every time you start trying to do good, do right, praise God, who'll show up, who'll stick up his ugly head? The devil. Amen? If you're trying to live a righteous life, amen, if you're trying to live for Jesus, if you're trying to walk as a Christian, amen, in the light of the Word of God, the devil's going to reproach you. The devil's going to come at you. The devil's going to try to waylay. The devil's going to try to dissuade you. Amen. Don't be discouraged when the devil comes, praise God. He'll come if you're trying to live right. It won't take him very long, amen, till he'll try to sidetrack you, try to get your mind off the things of God. But we see Hezekiah, praise God, as he begins to, living faithfully in his time. He was trying to do that would bring glory to God. I wonder how many of us could say we're living faithfully. Can't say, Pastor Jeff, I'm living faithfully to my God. Amen. Because God is good. He's a mighty helper. He's a mighty helper. We can live faithfully. Amen. Jesus asked the question over here. He said, when he come back, he said, where would he find faithfulness? Who would he find being faithful when he comes? Amen. I'm going to raise my hand and say, praise God, I hope I'm going to do my best to be faithful to the Lord. I've said it many, many times. I believe there's a special reward for faithfulness to God. Amen. I believe there's a special reward for faithfulness to God's house. Amen. I think there's a special reward for faithfulness to God's people. Those that will stand together for the cause of Christ. I believe there will be a special reward one day to you and I that stood the test. Amen. Stayed in here. Amen. Even though persecutions may come, things may get rough. But praise God, if we'll stay faithful to God, God promised He'd stay faithful to us. Amen. Said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd always be with us. But we see the king of Assyria comes up, and the king rebels against king of Assyria. And he says, I'm going to rebel against him. But we see the Bible says that in verse 8 through 12 here, that the Philistines and Gaza, they come up and the king of Syria comes up before Samaria, come up against Samaria, and they besiege it and they take Samaria captive. Now Samaria is that northern kingdom. Amen. The northern kingdom is Samaria. They come and they take them, and they take them captive because they reject God. Amen. And the Bible said, verse 11 said, and the king of Syria did carry away Israel unto Assyria and put them in Hala and in Habor by the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed His covenant, that all that Moses had the servant of the Lord commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. So the northern kingdom's already been taken. Those 10 tribes of the northern kingdom had already been taken. All that was left is Judah. So King Hezekiah, he's down there, and he's that we see a time when Sennacherib, he comes along to invade Judah. It's their turn to stand a test. I want to say, if we live in this world long enough, every one of us will come to a place of testing. We'll come to a place of trials. Amen. In the world we live. Amen. That's just the way it is. We're not promised a rose garden, praise God. And even a rose garden has its thorns. Amen. So we see that Sennacherib, he comes up against Judah and he invades Judah. And Hezekiah, the king, is there, and as he begins to invade, Hezekiah offers a tribute. Amen? He offers a tribute and says, and now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, come up against all the fences of Judah and took them. So the king of Assyria comes up and he surrounds Judah. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria, to Lachish, and saying, and I have offended, return from me, that which thou puttest on me will I bear. Now he said that what he'd offered, he said, hey, listen, if you'll pay me tribute, then I'll let you stand. If you'll pay me tribute, if you'll give me all that I ask, then that's what the devil's still doing. He's still saying, you know what, if you'll just do all I tell you, boy, I'm going to help you, I'll make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen? I remember that old story from the garden, don't you? He promised Eve, thank God, if you'll just listen to me, he said, I'll teach you, I'll show you how to be like God. Amen? You won't be want for nothing, you'll be smart. Amen? Make you wise. So Hezekiah, he says, you know what, he said, listen, I'll pay you your tribute. And Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. He said, I said, if you'll pay me 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold, he said, as tribute, he said, we'll just work a deal. But I'm going to say, you can't work a deal with the devil. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world days trying to work a deal with the devil. Amen. I want to say you can't work a deal with the devil. The devil will always come out, and you'll always come out on a bad side. He'll always come out on a good side. Amen. And he'll leave you destroyed. He'll leave you frustrated and aggravated, take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. And he'll never show you how to get back. Amen. But he said at that time, did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord? Now listen, he's having to rob God to pay tribute. Hello? You think God would ever want him to, you have to rob God to pay tribute to the devil? No. But he cut off the pillars of which were Hezekiah had overlaid and gave it to the king of Syria. So he took the silver and he took the pillar. He stripped the gold off the doors and the silver off the doors. He stripped the things out of the house of God and gave it to the devil. Amen. I believe in the world we're living, there's a lot of people that's just giving it. If we ain't careful, we just give the church to the devil. Amen. We'll give the house of God to the devil. We'll just hand it over. A lot of folks is doing it the day we live. We're just passing it on, praise God. Well, maybe if we just compromise a little here and a little there, and you know, the devil will leave us alone. I want to say, you compromise with the devil, praise God. You give him an inch, he'll take everything you got. Amen. I've seen it too many times. You give him just a little bit, praise God. You give him a little space. You give him a little of your time. Amen. And he'll destroy you. He'll take you off somewhere, dump you off, because he don't care nothing about you. Amen? But we see as he gives him a gold. Amen? He speaks to Sennacherib's not happy, not content with that. He said, you know what? How can I go past this little city of Jerusalem? How can I leave it standing without any of my Assyrian army in it? Hello? The devil ain't going to walk by, march by your house, praise God. If you open the door and let him pass through, he's going to leave some of his nymphs with you. He's going to leave somebody there to tear up and destroy. He's going to leave somebody there that'll tear to shreds and tatters your home, your life, your family, and your loved ones. Amen. He'll do it, praise God, if we allow him in the door. We see what's taking place in Sennacherib. He tells us in chapter 19, verse 8, Chapter 19 and verse 8, it says that he returned and he found the king of Assyria warring against Lebanon. He said there was a battle going on, and when they had turned back, and then Hezekiah, he said, you know, what can we do? How can we recover that's trying to be taken away from us? And finally he rebels and he said, you know what? We're not going to pay tribute. And the Assyrian comes back. Hey man, it don't take long. He gets tired of what? The devil will get tired of a little bit we try to offer him, and he'll come back for more. Amen. He'll come back to take more than his share. Amen. So we see the defiance of Sennacherib. He comes back and he says, listen, he sends out a spokesperson to Hezekiah. He said, you go up there and you tell him, amen, and we're going to camp against him. He don't stand a change. He said, who's that? Who's this God that you're trusting in? He puts out the word. He said, listen, you better not listen to Hezekiah. You better listen to the king of Assyria. He's offered deliverance. He's offered help. He said, if you'll just offer him a present, if you'll just come out there to him, if you'll present yourself to him, everything will be all right. Amen. You know how the devil's getting all our young people today? They said, hey, just come out, just come out and try it. Just come out. The drugs and the alcohol is rampant in this world, and the devil's just speaking to our young people. He said, come out and try it. Amen. He said, like, look, our young people, for some reason, are looking around and they're seeing people around us, seeing young people around them, and they're on drugs and alcohol, and are being tattooed and punctured and poked all over their bodies, and that appeals to them somehow. Amen? Why? You know why it does? Because they're looking for attention. They're looking for somebody to notice them. Amen? And that's the way they do it. Well, wouldn't it be better if we just put our arms around them, told them how much we love them, drawed them unto the house of God, to the people of God, and said, you know what? We love you and we're here for you. We want to encourage you. A man talked to a fellow last night. He said, I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. I said, it's rebellion. Amen. They're trying to find somebody to pay attention to them. And if we won't, somebody else will. Amen. It's the same old story. Amen. The same story that's been told. Amen. It's been told over and over again as we see it playing out. And the king goes and he said that because of the trouble and the rebuke and the blasphemy that the king of Assyria is doing, he said, is there not a help? Is there not a cause? Amen. And the old prophet says, yes, so there's a God of heaven. Amen. And in chapter 19, verse 6, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall they say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Amen. He said he wasn't doing nothing against the king of Judah. What he was blaspheming was the God of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, behold, I will send a blast upon him. He shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land. I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. You know, that's what happened in the end. He went back home to Shenezareb and he was killed, amen, by his own people. But he heard Isaiah said, listen, said he's going to hear a rumor and he's going to turn his back and he's going to go away from you. But it wasn't for long, praise God. The devil will go away, but he won't stay gone long. The devil will go away, but praise God, in just a little while he's back. Amen. You know, it don't bother me no more. Used to it bothered me, praise God, when the devil would come upon me sore. But I've said in myself, self, praise God, there is a God and He's real. He's ever-present help. And when the devil attacks me, praise God, I just say, oh God, I stop, I take time. I say, oh God, here I am. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He knows where I'm at. He knows the opposition that we face. He knows the trials that come against us, praise God. And when we just stop and say, you know what King Hezekiah did? He said he trusted in the Lord. I told folks this week, I said, what you got to do, you just got to trust in the Lord. Amen. You just got to say, Lord, I'm here, I'm present, I'm with you, praise God, and I'm trusting whatever happens, praise God, it'll be for God's glory. Amen. So we see Hezekiah. And we see he comes in and he says, hey, listen, the Assyrian's servant comes and he calls out. He said, listen, he said, what's going on here? He said, listen, there's something going on. And he said, there's no gods in this world that can catch you. Amen. But glory be to God. He's the God of heaven. That's so real tonight. Amen. But he said, there's gods all over the place and we've come up again and said, there's not a God yet that's been able to stand against the king of Assyria. There's no God yet that's been able to stand up against the devil, praise God, and the reproach of the devil. But he said, hey, listen, we fought them all. We've come against up some of the biggest and the best, and we took them all. But he's talking about God's plural. Amen. He's talking about plural God, but I will say there's only one God. Amen. He never come up against the real God, the God of heaven. And we see Hezekiah, he hears these words. He says, have the God, verse 7, chapter 19, verse 12. He said, had the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed. Amen. He said, the gods of the nations, praise God, he said, we've utterly destroyed their gods. We went into where their gods was and we gathered them up in heaps and we took them out and we crushed them and we burned them. Amen. But I'm glad my God's not a God he can take up. I'm glad my God's not a God that they can crush. I'm glad my God's not a God they can destroy. Praise God, because He is God. Amen. The Bible says that the devil and the world come at Him. They offered tribute. He wanted none. He took it, but then he wanted more. So Hezekiah, he prayed. And he prays this prayer in chapter 19, verse 14. And the Bible said Hezekiah received a letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord. Now watch this. And spread it before the Lord. Amen. He took that letter from the messenger, from old King Shenezareb's messenger, praise God, and he took it up in the house of the Lord, and he spread it upon the table, and he said, God, you've got a problem. Amen. How many of you have you ever had to do that? Just take it up there and lay it before God and say, God, you've got a problem. Amen. That's what he did. He said, Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, amen, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Amen. He said, here's what they're saying. He said, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. I like this. For they were no gods. Amen. He said, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Amen. He said, deliver us out of the hands of the devil and the demons of hell, and that the whole nation, praise God, the whole world can know that you're the only true God. Amen. That's Hezekiah's prayer. Amen. And listen, look at verse 32. Amen. God gives that, verse 32. God gives the answer. Amen. He says, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow, amen, there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. Amen. He said, he's not going to come in here to tear up and destroy. God said, I'm going to stop him. Amen. So he's not coming in. Praise God. And God says, you know what? He said, if you don't open doors, I won't let him in. Amen. I believe that's what he says to Christians most times. Do you not? If we won't open the door, praise God, God says, I won't let him in. He said, I'll hold him back. I want to say God's the only one that can hold him back. The powers of evil. Amen. He's the only one that can stop him, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see God's answer. And then we see God's arsenal. Do you know God's got an arsenal? Praise God, a powerful arsenal. In verse 35 of 2 Kings 19, he said, it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Amen. God said, I'll take care of this. Don't worry. He said, I've got an arsenal to take care of that. He said, I've got the angel of the Lord, glory to God, and the angel of the Lord in one night destroyed 285,000 fighting men. Amen. See, it don't matter how much force the devil has against it. Don't matter how much force and pressure the world puts on us. Praise God. God's got an arsenal to stand, amen, that we might see the defeat of the devil. Praise God. When we put our faith and trust like Hezekiah did in Lord Jesus Christ and the God of heaven, praise God. God's got an arsenal that has overwhelming odds. Amen. One, amen, one angel, Lord, praise God, one. Praise God, defeated all the army of the Assyrians. Amen. Put them to flight, killed them, left them dead. That made it left them dead corpses. Amen. Put them down, praise God. Why? Because God is that refuge that we have. Amen. He's that refuge that's talking about in the 42nd Psalm. He said, God is our refuge. Notice the refuge, God. Elohim, our God, amen. He's that refuge. He's that place of safety. He's that place that we can go to receive help. He is our help, praise God. We're living in a time when people are running around all over the country trying to find something to get them out of a situation. When there's a God of heaven that's right there to deliver us if we'll just speak to Him, if we'll just cry out to Him, amen. He's there to help us. So we see the refuge. We see it. The mighty fortress is our God. We see that here in the Psalm as he's laying this out. And we see Hezekiah, how he took it to heart that he had a fortress, a refuge, praise God, in God. But we take it to heart that we have a fortress and a refuge in the Lord. Amen. We can be victorious even today. Praise God. Amen. I want you to notice about three things right quickly, and I'm done. Three things right quickly. He said, God is our fortress, our refuge and strength. I want to notice, number one, it's personal. Amen? It's a personal, there's a personal refuge that we have in God. It's personal, it's mine, it's yours, praise God. It's ours, the Bible says. Is our refuge and strength, praise God. He said that's where God puts us, that's where God keeps us safe, amen, in His refuge, under the shadow of His wings, praise God. There's no safer place to be. Amen. I remember, I'll never forget, I told you the story before, an old hen that my granddaddy had was down there in the bottom, and it come up a thunderstorm real quick, and there was no way that she could make it back to the chicken house before the thunder and rain and the hail began to beat down. So she just throwed wide her wings, and little old chicks run into her, and she just covered them up, stuck her head under her wing, praise God, and weathered the storm. Amen. I want to say we can do the same thing in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, if we'll just sit under His wing, glory be God, lift up our eyes and just see that He is God. Amen. He gives us that place of refuge, that security. It's a personal place. Amen. I just wondered, now, are we missing our spot, our place, amen, with the Lord in His as our refuge, that place of safety, that place that we can quietly go for protection from the storms, amen. Hezekiah, Bible says, prayed and God heard. Amen. God heard the prayer of Hezekiah, as we read in your hearing in chapter 19 and verse 20. Chapter 19, verse 20 said, then Hezekiah, the son of Amaz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. The man of God speaks to him. He said, the God of Israel, thou that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Amen. When we go quietly to the Lord and beseech Him, praise God, He'll hear our prayers. He said, this is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning Him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? Amen. But God said, he looked down, he seen what was taking place. He seen the anguish in Hezekiah, praise God. When he prayed, God heard him, amen. He said, I've seen what Sennacherib is doing. Amen. You know, God always knows what the devil's up to. He always knows the trials and temptations, the persecution we face. Amen. And praise God, He is that ever-present help to help us out. Amen. He's that place of safety. He said He wouldn't put more on us than we could spare. But praise God, with it, He'd make a way of escape. Amen. And when we cried out to the Lord, we began to beseech the Lord, praise God. In personal relationship with the Lord, God heard His pleas. And He answered His prayers. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of our families today? Praise God, we're not praying and crying out. God can't hear and help us if we're not crying out. Amen. He knows what we need. I believe sometimes He's just waiting for us to ask. Amen. Amen. He'll let us struggle alone on our own till we realize that we need some help. Amen. We realize that we have a personal God that's there to help us and deliver us. And we have a place of protection where we can come in the Lord. Amen. Not only does He offer that, God is our refuge and strength. He's not only is He personal, but He's powerful. Amen. He's that strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. That word trouble means to be put into a tight spot. Amen. Have you ever been into a tight spot? Have you ever been into a tight place? A place that you didn't know how to work yourself out of? Amen. You probably don't get yourself into places like that, but I do. Amen. Get myself into tight spots. Work myself in, praise God. Saying, you know what, Lord, I got this. Amen. Now, I know none of you ever do that because you're probably better than me, but I work myself in. I say, Lord, I got this. You just take the day off. Amen. You just take the day off. You rest. You got a lot of other people to fool with. You just go ahead and I'll take care of this myself. Amen. And we work ourselves into a spot, a place, amen, that's hard to get out of, a tight place. I don't know about you, but I've done that many, many times in my life, even in my Christian life. And then I got to stop and I got to back up where I got in the mess. I say, oh Lord, help me. Amen. You know what? He says a very present help in a tight spot. Amen. When things go in a way that you never thought they would, praise God, we can stop and say, Lord, I need help. Amen. And he said he's a very present help. That means he's right spot. He's like Johnny on the spot help, praise God. He's there to help you, get you out of the spot. Get you out of that trouble that you've got yourself into. Amen. You know, we could probably do a whole lot better not getting in trouble if we'd just stay closer to God. He said, if we'd follow Him in righteousness, amen, and seek, and it's, He said, be ye holy for I am holy. If we'd follow Him in righteousness and holiness, we'd never get caught up in those tight spots. But because we don't, praise God, He has to make a way to get us out. So He's that present help. He's the power, praise God, the powerful help to help us to get out of those places that we put ourselves into. Amen. We'll put ourselves into a spot, praise God, and we'll do, and sometimes we do it knowing. You know what? You know, maybe this will work out. It's kind of like the story they had on the news there for about 3 weeks about the soccer coach that took his little boys and took them to cave exploring without a guide, without anybody to show them the way. And they got down into a cave, and then it come a monsoon. It was that time of year, and it flooded the end of the cave. So instead of trying to get out before it come, praise God, they just went a little deeper in the cave. See, sometimes I think what happens, we just go a little deeper in the cave, and we just get ourselves in a little bit more trouble. Amen? Instead of saying, Lord, help me, praise God, so He can bring us out. And they ended up being there, 14 days or something before they finally got it, and it cost a man his life to get them out. I wonder how many people is going to cost their life, amen, to get us out of the trouble that we get ourselves into. Amen. Because we don't trust in the Lord. That very present help that we have to keep us out of that trouble, to keep us out of those tight spots. Amen. To give us, because we have a powerful God to deliver us. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore will not we fear. He said, because of God. Our refuge and strength, because he is that personal, powerful helper that we need in the day that we live. He's the only one that can get us through the situations that we're facing, and it's going to wax worse and worse. Bible said it would, and in the end. But praise God, I'm glad we've got a delivering God. Amen. I'm glad we've got a God that's able to get us through the hard places. Praise God, and give us the safety and assurance and the confidence. Praise God that we need. Amen. So not only is it personal, powerful, but it's permanent. Amen. It's something that's lasting. As we see back in Hezekiah, as he's looking at this thing, and God makes him a promise in chapter 19. That God makes him a promise. I mean a permanent promise. God, you know, God's give us a permanent promise. If we'll just stay with Him, walk with Him, believe on Him, trust in Him and rely on Him, that He'll get us through this thing safely. He promised Hezekiah in 2 Kings 19:34. He said, for I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake. Amen. He said, listen, said this thing's permanent. He said, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to deliver you. There's a permanence to the power and the personal power that we have in God. It's not something that you have today and it's gone tomorrow. We put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, we have it forever. Amen. Forever and ever. We can't grasp that. Because in our minds, eternity, we can't comprehend eternity. We can't comprehend eternal things. We do good to think about tomorrow. Amen? We do good within ourselves to plan for today and tomorrow, much less we were talking about coming up the road about next Friday and Saturday is Bible school. Amen? And we was thinking, I was thinking it was week after next. I said, no, it's next week. The 27th, 28th, next Friday and Saturday is Bible school. Amen. See, we can't even plan just a week or two out, praise God. But God knows eternity. We put our faith and trust in Him because He knows. Praise God. Amen. He says, therefore will not we fear. Because God is that personal, powerful help that we need. He is that one, praise God, that's permanent that'll be there. He said, though the earth be removed. Amen. He said, so that he's talking about that when the land is changed. Amen. Have you looked around lately? Praise God, our land has changed. Amen. Things, they's not anything, Brother Bill, like it used to be. Amen. Everything has changed. The earth has changed. Everything in the earth has changed in the last 10 years in a breakneck speed. Things are changing. And I don't know that it's all for the better. Amen. Technology has advanced. First, it was a couple hundred years, and then 50 years, and then 20 years, and then the last 10 years, technology has just advanced so much. But we've become so dumb. Amen. We have all this knowledge, but we don't have the wisdom of God. If you have knowledge without the wisdom of God, you have nothing. But He said, even when that happens, praise God, and it seems like we're being invaded from every side, praise God, He said, just remember that we have a God and He's real. Amen. That He's not changing. Praise God. He's the mighty fortress, our God. Amen. He said, therefore will we not fear. He said, we'll not be afraid. He said, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. He said, when you see the earth quaking, amen, you see the mountains falling, earthquakes happening. Have you noticed all the things going on in the world today? Everywhere you look, there's pestilence and famine and drought and earthquakes and volcanoes and tornadoes everywhere all over the world. Amen. He said, even when that happened, He said, God is still our refuge. He's still our safe place. Amen. I was reading an article a while back, and it's talking about during the war that there was a fella that had two little kids, and said when they started the bombing raids, he got his little children and he got them in the center of the house and put them under a big old sturdy oak table. He said, well, it wasn't the best place in the world to put them. It wasn't the safest place in the world, but it was safer than nothing. Amen. I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's a safe place, and it's safe enough. He said that after that first round went over, said his daddy went in the backyard, and they dug a hole in the ground, and he put reinforcements, perforated metal or grooved metal around it, put a big piece of metal on top and packed that dirt all up on top of that. Amen. So that they would survive. If they didn't absolutely take a direct hit, they would be all right. Amen. Praise God. I'm saying we serve a God that's real. Amen. A God that's our fortress, and we can even take a direct hit and we'll still be all right. Amen. We can go out of here, pray God, I can go out of here tonight by a massive heart attack, take a direct hit, glory to God, and I'll still be all right. God will still be my fortress. He'll still be my safe place. He'll still be my personal, powerful representative. Amen. God Almighty, praise the Lord. He said, when those mountains are quaking, amen, when the mountains quake, when the mountains fall, when they fall into the sea, and we have that tide and the tidal wave, they begin to come up. Amen. Those things that come up all of a sudden in our lives. Those tsunamis in our life. Amen. When they had that tsunami over there, said they looked up, they told them, said, you better get ready. And said, just a little while, here that thing come. And they had prepared, they had got ready, but they hadn't got ready for something like that. I mean, had a wave of water coming that was hundreds and hundreds of feet high. And it went miles and miles and miles inland. And when it went inland, it went in as far as it could go. And when it come back out, it swept everything in its path back out into the sea. Amen. That's what tsunamis in our life do. Sometimes it takes us way in, praise God, and it just sucks us back out. Amen. But God being our refuge, it don't matter how big the waves, it don't matter how big the tide, it don't matter the tidal waves that come, praise God, the psalmist said, He's still our fortress. Amen. He's still our refuge. He said He's still our place of safety. He's the safest place that we have. Amen. That place of safety in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Though the nations may fall, the nature may hit us as hard as it can, and the national disasters could come as hard as they can. Amen. Political things could come and go up and fall down, praise God. But God Almighty still stays the same. Amen. We're seeing, there's a fellow talking the other day. He said, oh yeah, I said, and they do this all the time. They're saying, yeah, I said, we're in for a market crash like we ain't ever seen. He says the bubble's going to bust. Amen. You ever heard that? Amen. Trying to scare you into going out and cashing in all your money and giving it to them. Amen. Oh, we better just take it and put it in the hands of a holy God. Our refuge, praise God, better than the bank. Just put our faith and trust in Him. He has the power. He is our refuge. He's our strength, praise God. We have that in God. We have that in Him. It's all we need. Amen. That's what we have. Amen. When stuff's tearing us apart, when we're worrying, when we're losing sleep at night, amen, we can just pillow our heads and say, you know what? God's still in control of this. I don't know how many times I've had to pillow my head and say, God, I don't know what in the world to do. I don't have a clue. But Lord, I'm just putting my trust in You. And you know what? It ain't been a minute, praise God, there'll be a peace come on you. A deep settled peace, boy, and you'll fall asleep and sleep like a baby. You say, preacher, I ain't slept like that in 25 years. Amen. Praise God, just trust in the Lord. Say, Lord God, I can't, but You can. Right? The psalmist said, praise God, God is our refuge and our strength. Told a person the other day, they was talking about getting weak and frail in their body. I said, praise God, don't worry about it. God's going to give you a new one. Amen. He's going to give you a better one, a stronger one. Praise God, just don't worry about this one. Amen. Just do the best you can in it while you're here and just look forward to that better one. Amen. Why? Because He's that power. He's that strength. He's that refuge. Amen. We can take courage in the Lord. He said, just take courage. He said, therefore will not we fear. He said, there's nothing to be afraid of. He said, because God's got this and God's got you. And He's got me. He said, we can encourage ourselves. Amen. He said, God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the psalmist ends verse 3. Amen. He said, when everything's shaking, everything's falling apart, and that things start getting all fuzzy, he says, when all this is coming on, he said, Selah. He said, God's still in control. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, God has got this. God's in control. He said, He is our refuge and our strength. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. I ask you tonight, what do you think about that? God is your refuge and He's your strength. He's the place where we can go and we can hide out. Amen. Till this thing's over. Amen. He's the place that we ought to be hiding out, hiding in until this thing called life's over. Yeah, preacher, you mean we just sort of crawl in a hole somewhere and pull the dirt in after? Amen. It wouldn't hurt. As long as we took God with us. Amen. As long as we had God with us, we'd be in a perfect place of peace and serenity. We'd have the help and the hope. Amen. Because God is a mighty fortress, is our God. And I want to say our God is a mighty fortress. He's a place of safety. He's a place where we can all come, where we can all go. And we can find safety from anything that'll sail us. Amen. When the tides of the world's coming at us, when the waves are overflowing, we have a God, and He's real. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? You believe it is? Have you had to use your experience in the Lord? Has He come just give you that confidence, praise God, that He's right there and He's there for you. He's your ever-present help in times of trouble. Amen. Very present help in trouble. Amen. I know for a fact He's been there for me. He's been there with me. Amen. And every time I've come through, it seemed like there wasn't nobody there, nobody cared. That I was in that thing all by myself. Guess what? I come to myself and realized that I was in the arms of my Savior. And He was carrying me, praise God. Just like that one footprint, set of footprints in the sand. Amen. Why? Because He's my mighty fortress. I've come to a place, I said, Lord, please, I don't know, but He said, I got this. Amen. He's got us, He's got that, He's got you, He's got me. And He'll keep us because He's that mighty fortress that we need. I'm glad we have Him tonight, amen. The psalmist in these three verses sums it up. The fortress of God, that mighty fortress, is our Lord. God is our refuge and strength, amen. That place of safety where we can all come and find safety from the storm.